KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 28 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. And our forecast for today is calling for cloudy skies with a few flurries possible this morning. Skies should become partly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 36. In local news, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday approved the site plans for development of the Southern Heights View condominiums at 1700 East 22nd Street. The site plan had previously been approved by the Planning Commission and Personnel and Finance Committee, who also approved the recommendation to the full council, a tax increment financing proposal, but that was not acted on last night. Local developer Don Sontag has asked the city for a $360,000 TIF to help the project move forward. He expects it to be complete in 3 years or so. The project includes 28 condo units with some available for rent. And he estimated it would cost, would add $3.4 to $4 million in valuations to the city's tax roll. In action related to Wednesday's site plan approval, the Atlantic City Council set February 4th as the date for a public hearing on the conveyance of Lot A of the Southern Heights Subdivision, second edition. In other business, the council passed a resolution committing $190,000 in matching funds as part of an internal loan for the Atlantic Airport Corporate Hangar Project. The funds will serve to fill a grant requirement for the estimated $422,700 cost of the project, which includes the demolition of the existing block hangar, asbestos mitigation, completion of a $345,000 75-by-85-foot hangar, and engineering services. Snyder & Associates engineer Tim Teig said in addition to the owners of two corporate aircraft that are waiting for the hangar to be constructed, there is a long waiting list of others wanting to house their aircraft at the airport in Atlantic.
The two aircraft we're talking about are large. One is a business jet. The other is a twin-engine turboprop. Large. These are 50-foot wingspan aircraft that are corporate, that will fly throughout the nation here. So we're fortunate to have those folks want to be located here in Atlantic, but we need space.
Teig said in a not-too-distant future, the Atlantic Airport Commission would like to pursue getting more T-hangar space for smaller single-engine aircraft storage. That, he says, would free up the city hangar, which is where many of the activities take place. It would also make space for transit aircraft, or those that are here for basically overnight stay. The Atlantic Airport Commission has already secured $150,000 in the form of an Iowa DOT General Aviation Infrastructure Grant. Plus, they have $32,700 cash on hand, and that leaves them with a shortfall of $240,000.
The intent is to lease, to get some cash down payment from those two tenants to put towards the project, and then on an eight-year lease with the monthly payments used to repay the city for this internal loan. After that 8 years, then there would be the full amount of that lease money to be used. It either goes back into the general fund or could be used for another project.
Governor Terry Branstad says the state will look to other facilities to provide care if his proposal to close the state-run mental health institutes in Clarinda and Mount Pleasant move forward. The governor's budget sent to legislators does not include any money to keep the institutions open past June the 30th.
We had two mental health centers that were not accredited. We have no psychiatrists in Mount Pleasant. The one in Clarinda is going to retire. So we want to provide better services. We have two other facilities, and also we're working with the University of Iowa Hospital.
The governor says they want to use facilities that have the proper staffing to help patients.
We think we can provide better services to people with mental health issues with making this transition and not continuing those facilities where they're not accredited and where we don't have psychiatrists.
The idea is not favored by everyone, including Representative Dave Heaton, a Republican from Mount Pleasant. Heaton is chairman of the subcommittee that writes the budget for the Iowa Department of Human Services, the agency in charge of the mental health institutes, and he's arranged for the agency's director to go to Mount Pleasant this Saturday to explain the proposed closure to the community. 5 years ago, a consulting firm hired by then-Governor Chet Culver recommended that the mental health institutes in Clarinda and Mount Pleasant close, but Heaton and others worked to keep those institutions open. Mental health institutes are routinely the treatment option of last resort for acute care of mentally ill patients. The governor's budget indicates the state will save $15.5 million by closing the two facilities. The MHI at Clarinda opened in 1888, while the Mount Pleasant facility opened the year the Civil War broke out in 1861. Well, last week on KJAN, we told you about the latest round of grants being provided to nonprofit groups and local governments through the Iowa West Foundation here in western Iowa and eastern Nebraska. Among the communities sharing in a huge pool of grant funds is Underwood and Walnut. Together, the two communities are sharing a $665,000 grant that will be administered by Pottawatomie County through its Cities Program, which supports rural economic development. A local match is required to help in the overall funding of projects. Walnut City Clerk Terry Abel told the Daily Nonpareil her city's portion of the Iowa West grant is $400,000 and will go toward a streetscape enhancement project in the main downtown block. Among the improvements will be replacing the sidewalks in that block, along with new curbs and gutters. Abel said work will also include the leveling of bricks in the parking area on the block's brick streets and improvements to building facades located along the block. The community has budgeted over $334,000 and is seeking slightly more than that amount from other sources to complete funding for a nearly $1.1 million project. Abel said applications for other grants have been made and they hope work can begin this summer. And Underwood Mayor Danny Bardsley says his city is receiving the remainder of the Iowa West grant to help pay for new sewers that can be hooked up to businesses near the southeast, to the southeast near Interstate 80. The land where those businesses are located was annexed by the community several years ago, and the community of Underwood has budgeted $260,000 as a match. The mayor said bids could be let in April or late May, and it's hoped the sewer improvements might lead to more development in that general area. Officials of the Cass County Health System, or CCHS, say several scholarships are available to area students through CCHS and its affiliate organizations. The CCHS itself offers a $1,000 scholarship to Southwest Iowa students pursuing a four-year degree in a health-related career. The deadline for application is April 1st. Cass County Memorial Hospital Auxiliary provides two $1,000 grant in aid scholarships for students pursuing a health-related career. The deadline for that is March 31st. And the Cass County Memorial Hospital's foundation is offering two $5,000 Louis and Elsie Hansen Memorial Scholarships for graduates of a Cass County high school who will be attending a medical or nursing school and leading to a degree with an MD, RN, or LPN. Deadline is April 1st of this year. Now, the applications for any of those scholarships are available on the Cass County Health System website at www.casshealth.org. and can be turned into the human resources offices at the hospital or your local high school guidance office by the deadlines mentioned. If you'd like more information, call Sarah Nelson. She's Director of Public Relations at 712-243-7408. Our news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.